A group of scientists is urging the government not to wind back the scale of the nation's 40 marine reserves. An advisory panel is recommending the removal of an area almost twice the size of Tasmania from the protected zones where mining and fishing are banned. But the scientists, known as the Ocean Science Council, say cuts of that size could be devastating to marine life. Their call comes as the federal government reviews the management of marine parks. AM's Lexi Metherill is speaking with council member, University of Technology Sydney Professor of Marine Ecology, Professor David Booth.
We welcome the review. There's a lot of good points to it, but what we're very concerned with is these bioregional panels, which recommended the zoning of the parks in areas around Australia fall well short of what was recommended. And in particular, the marine national park no-take zones, which are the gold standard for looking after marine biodiversity, have been eroded.
So one of the areas that you're most concerned about is the Coral Sea in the northeast of Australia, near the Barrier Reef. What are your concerns for that region?
This supposedly large area that was going to be set aside as a marine no-take area was really going to be the jewel in the crown of our conservation efforts and bring us into line with the other big countries around the world who have done similar things, including New Zealand. What ended up is they've just taken 25% of that no-take area away for marginal economic benefit to the tuna fisheries, et cetera. They're very, very small gains in terms of annual income to those fishers with a huge loss.
So what would be the implications for marine life if the government were to accept these recommendations?
Well, the loss of those areas means extractive industries can come in. Now, in some cases, that's recreational fishing. In others, it's commercial. And there's other possibilities as well. And these practices, although fairly well managed in Australia, can still devastate marine life.
Wasn't the way that the government commissioned these advisory bodies, they were quite representative, though. They had Indigenous members who were scientists, and members from industry as well.
I just did a count, and of the members, 11 were fishing stakeholders. There were two scientists spread around Australia, one or two Indigenous, and I think one local council member. So you can see there was, I think, a heavy bias towards fishing interests.
Well, the advisory body itself says that its recommendations won't trigger a devastating loss of threatened marine life, see cutbacks to marine hotspots or expanded mining. And in fact, it says its changes will improve marine biodiversity. Do you not accept those points?
No, we and I do not accept those points. And in the face of the other big nations for marine conservation in the world, the US, New Zealand, Britain, and even Palau, who've expanded their large marine areas, we're shrinking them away, which is pretty poor form for Australia.
David Booth from the University of Technology, Sydney, speaking to Lexi Metherill.